Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. What a day for the bulls. The Nasdaq hit a new all-time high, and it felt like tech was just unstoppable.
It really was. And the headline grabber, of course, was Nvidia. Crossing a $4 trillion market cap is just a staggering number. It really set the tone for the entire session.
But it wasn't just an Nvidia story, was it? It felt broader than that.
Exactly. That's the key takeaway. Nvidia provided the spark, but the fire spread. Broadcom was actually the biggest gainer in that megacap group, up over 2%. And you had strong moves from Meta, Amazon, and Microsoft, which also got a nice upgrade from Oppenheimer.
And the fuel for that fire seems to be coming from the bond market. The 10-year yield dropped pretty significantly, down to 4.34%.
That's the magic ingredient. When rates fall like that, it's a major tailwind for these big growth stocks. It lowers their cost of capital and makes their future earnings look more attractive. The market completely shrugged off any inflation fears from all this tariff talk.
So the bull market playbook continues, buy the dips, follow the leaders. But we did see some broadening out, right? The Russell 2000 had a solid day, up over 1%.
We did, and that's healthy to see. It wasn't just mega caps. Small caps and mid caps joined the party. And sector-wise, it was a classic risk-on day, with a twist.
A twist? What do you mean?
Well, you saw technology and communication services at the top of the leaderboard, which makes sense. But the number one sector on the day? Utilities. That's a direct result of those falling rates. It's a defensive sector that acts like a bond proxy, so it got a big boost.
Interesting. And on the flip side, energy was one of the biggest laggards, down 0.5%. That feels like a clear rotation.
A classic rotation. Money moving out of cyclicals like energy and into growth and rate-sensitive plays. It tells you where the market's focus is right now.
Okay, but it wasn't all green. There was one name that just completely imploded. RxSight, ticker RxST, down almost 38%. What on earth happened there?
A total collapse. And this is a cautionary tale for investors. It wasn't just a bad quarter. This was the second consecutive quarter where they missed revenue estimates and guided lower. That's a massive breach of trust with the street.
Two quarters in a row. That just erodes all confidence.
Completely. The problem is slowing adoption of their core technology. Sales are declining, and investors are now seriously questioning if the growth story is over. The stock was hit with a flurry of downgrades, and now it's a show-me story. Nobody is buying back in until they see proof of a turnaround.
Got it. A name to avoid for now. So let's shift to where the strength is. For traders looking to ride the momentum, what are some of the continuation setups looking attractive?
Let's start with the king, Microsoft. It's showing incredibly strong accumulation, it got that upgrade, and it's a market leader. We're looking at support around the $500 to $503 level. If it can hold there, a breakout above $515 seems very likely, with targets at $520 and even $525.
Okay, so sticking with the big obvious leader, what about something outside of tech? I saw Martin Marietta, MLM, was on the continuation list.
Yes, a great example of strength in the industrial sector. MLM is in a very clear, clean uptrend. It's testing recent resistance now. The play here is to watch for an entry around the $565 support level with a stop below $560. A push through $575 could trigger the next leg up towards $580 and $585.
I like that. Now, what about the stocks that are just starting to move? The ants breakout list, the ones bubbling under the surface. What are you seeing there?
This is where you can find the next wave of leaders. In tech, CrowdStrike, CRWD, looks fantastic. It's a leader in cybersecurity, showing very consistent buying interest and closing strong. The key level is support around $510. A move from there could push it towards $513 and then $515.
Okay, another strong tech name. What about that energy and tech crossover space? I saw TerraWulf, WULF, on the list, a Bitcoin miner.
That's a really interesting one. It's showing a huge volume surge and a price breakout. It's a high momentum play. The key is the $5 level. If it can break through $5 with conviction, the next target could be $5, $10, or higher.
But with a name like WULF, isn't that just a bet on the price of Bitcoin? Is the setup purely technical, or is there something more?
That's a fair point. It's definitely both. The technicals are what get it on our radar. That price and volume action is undeniable. But yes, its fate is tied to the underlying crypto sentiment. For a short-term swing trade, we're focused on the story the chart is telling us right now. And that story is one of aggressive accumulation and breakout potential.
Understood. Let's wrap with a quick lightning round of other news. Any upgrades or downgrades that stood out?
A few, definitely. Caterpillar getting an upgrade to buy at Melius is a strong vote of confidence for the industrials. On the downside, the solar sector continues to struggle, with both Enphase and SolarEdge getting hit with downgrades. And finally, it was interesting to see Keith Bruyette upgrade a slew of big banks like JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley, suggesting some renewed faith in financials.
Great overview. So to sum it all up for tomorrow, the trend is strong, led by megacap tech and fueled by falling rates. But keep an eye on that broadening participation.
Absolutely. The key takeaway for traders is to stick with what's working. Focus on leaders like Microsoft, but watch those ant setups like CrowdStrike, and even the high-risk, high-reward plays like Wolef for signs of the next momentum wave. The market is ignoring bad news for now, but that doesn't mean you should. Know your levels, manage your risk, and be ready.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.